Building on Foundations for Eternal Life. Chapter 22, Truth and Scripture. 2 Timothy 4, 3-4 ESV. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. 2 Timothy 3:16-17 WEB. Every scripture is God-breathed and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, that each person who belongs to God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. End of verses. We began in chapter 1 with a simple definition of truth and looked briefly at the importance of truth. Now let's look at some common deceptions regarding truth. A new section titled, Truth Does Not Exist. It was mentioned in the introduction to Part 1 that some people debate whether or not truth really exists, but that is not our concern in this book. This book is built upon the simple premise that truth does exist, and that it is to our advantage to embrace truth and reject error. However, now that we are discussing common deceptions, it is fitting that we begin with this most basic deception, truth does not exist. Any discussion about deception is clearly based on the premise that truth does exist. And if truth exists, so does deception. If truth does not exist, then this book is clearly misguided and irrelevant. But if truth does not exist as true, how could anyone even claim that truth does not exist? The claim itself is a claim to truth. So the claim that truth does not exist is self-defeating. The claim itself is evidence that truth does exist, and that the claim itself is false. Further, Scripture is full of references to truth per chapter 1, and if one values Scripture, this is clear evidence to the existence of truth. The very fact that you are reading this book is an indication that you already acknowledge the existence of truth, and that you value knowing truth and don't want to be deceived. Since that is most likely the case with you, it seems unnecessary to spend more time justifying the existence of truth. In summary, the existence of truth is self-evident. Be aware that claims to the contrary are a form of deception. Don't be deceived. A new section titled, Absolute Truth Does Not Exist. Not all truth is absolute truth. Many truths are gray in nature, not black and white. This has already been discussed in the book Beneath Foundations for Eternal Life, chapters 2 and 3. However, just because many truths are not clearly black and white absolute truths, that does not mean absolute truth does not exist. One important absolute truth is whether or not you yourself actually exist. Do you believe beyond doubt that you exist? If so, that should settle the matter. The existence of absolute truth is self-evident. Claiming that absolute truth doesn't exist is a form of deception that seems to affect people who want to avoid dealing with truth in general. If absolute truth doesn't exist, then people can more easily justify anything they do. Sin is easily ignored in their own lives because nothing can be clearly said to be wrong, because all truth is relative. Nothing is absolute. This is clearly not the perspective that Scripture is written from. Don't be deceived. A new section, Truth Changes with Time. Some truths obviously change with time. How old are you? Today you are one day older than yesterday. Are you still alive? As you read this, the answer apparently is yes. Someday the answer will likely change to no. Clearly, these kinds of truths change with time. Other truths, however, clearly don't change. When were you born? Where were you born? Does God exist? Is Jesus the Christ? Did Jesus come in the flesh or not? Did he die on the cross for our sins? The answers to these kinds of questions are truths that clearly don't change with time. Some people who don't want to deal with spiritual truth prefer to believe that all truth changes with time. This gives them a convenient excuse to disregard truths that may be contrary to how they prefer to think and live. It is worth noting that modern science is largely based on the premise that scientific laws don't change with time, though our understanding of them may change with time. Without that basic understanding, most scientific progress would not be possible. It is reasonable to expect that spiritual principles also generally do not change with time. These verses lend some support to this. Hebrews 13:8 WEB, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Malachi 3:6 WEB, "For I, Yahweh, don't change. Therefore you, sons of Jacob, are not consumed." End of verse. Now let's be careful here. While spiritual principles don't generally change with time, the way God deals with us may change with time. For example, when someone genuinely turns to God, they are no longer under God's wrath, but are then under God's grace, while the principles of God's wrath and grace haven't changed. God may have different expectations of different people based on their different situations and different abilities, without changing any spiritual principles. And as we mature or backslide in our faith, different spiritual principles may come into play in our lives. Those wouldn't be new or changed spiritual principles, rather old spiritual principles that are new to our experience. Finally, there has been a huge change in how God relates to his people. Due to people's persistence in sinning, God had implemented the law of Moses in Old Testament times. With the coming of Jesus, the law of Moses should no longer be the basis of our relationship with God. John 1:17 ESV, "For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." Romans 6:14 WEB, "For sin will not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace." Galatians 3:24-25 WEB, "So that the law has become our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor." End of verses. A new section titled, "Old Scripture is Irrelevant Today." This tends to be a popular corollary to the previous deception that truth changes with time. Modern technology has facilitated an increase in knowledge and access to huge amounts of information, both of which were not previously possible. Combining this with an evolutionary worldview leads many people to believe that old information and old ways of doing things are inferior to what we have today. As a result, many people simply disregard anything old, thinking the new is better. Likewise, many people are deceived into disregarding Scripture. However, the spiritual realm is not dependent on or much influenced by so-called progress in the physical realm. Worldly wealth, technology, and knowledge do not make us more spiritual, and they do not change spiritual truths. On the contrary, wealth, technology, and worldly knowledge tend to be idols in many people's lives, leading them away from spiritual truth, causing them to neglect truth found in Scripture. Consider these verses, Romans 15:4 ESV, "For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope." 1 Peter 1:10-12 ESV, "Concerning this salvation, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and inquired carefully, inquiring what person or time the Spirit of Christ in them was indicating when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the subsequent glories. It was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves, but you, in the things that have now been announced to you through those who preached the good news to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which angels long to look." 2 Peter 1:19-21 WEB, "We have the more sure word of prophecy, and you do well that you heed it as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of private interpretation, for no prophecy ever came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke, being moved by the Holy Spirit." 2 Timothy 3:16-17 WEB, "Every Scripture is God-breathed and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, that each person who belongs to God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." End of verses. A new section titled, "New Revelation Supersedes the Old." Similar to claiming that old scriptures are no longer relevant, or claiming that truth changes with time, many people claim that new revelation supersedes older revelation. While not denying the inspiration and value of old revelation, they claim that newer revelation is better. When new revelation is in conflict with the old, they disregard the old in favor of the new. Some believers try to avoid problems in this area by simply claiming that God no longer reveals anything new to anyone. Others seem to accept anything that is new and that appears to have a spiritual source. They are quick to disregard the old. I believe this is one of those issues where deception goes both ways, the title of chapter 14. I believe God still communicates with his people, as discussed later in chapter 33, God told me. However, I also believe that spiritual principles don't change with time, just as physical laws of science don't change with time. Spiritual truth communicated in Scripture long ago is still true today. Any new revelation or communication thought to be from God, but which is not consistent with Scripture, likely is not from God. Paul gives us this stern warning in Galatians 1:6-9 ESV. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed. End of verses. Here we are warned to not believe even an angel from heaven if the angel brings a message that is not consistent with Paul's message. A new section titled, Scripture Has Been Changed. Those who seek to deceive others often take a minor problem and greatly magnify it to suit their purposes. This correlates with the saying, making a mountain out of a molehill. Likewise, some people who generally have little respect for Scripture discount the accuracy and validity of Scripture by claiming Scripture has been changed. By Scripture, I am referring here to the Old and New Testament Scriptures found in the Bible. The various books of the Bible were written over the course of more than 1,000 years, and, generally speaking, the original documents are not in existence today. What we do have is very old copies of the original texts, or, in most cases, copies of copies of copies, etc., of the originals. So some people simply claim that Scripture is not a reliable source of truth because they say Scripture has been changed. Their purpose seems to be to discourage people from looking to Scripture as a source of truth. While it is true that there are some minor inconsistencies between old manuscripts of Scripture, it is also true that the degree of consistency between the old manuscripts is remarkable. There is little significant dispute over the actual original texts in the original Hebrew and Greek of the vast majority of verses in the Bible, since there are so few differences between the old manuscripts. Most people who copied Scripture long ago had such high regard for it that they took great care to copy the Scriptures accurately. Relatively few verses appear to have changed significantly. As a result, we can have a lot of confidence in the accuracy of the Scriptures we have today. This is one of those issues that rightly would take an entire book to do it justice. Such books have already been written. It is not my purpose here to duplicate that work, but merely to draw your attention to this issue so that you will not be easily deceived. For those who want more information on this subject, I recommend the book Can I Really Trust the Bible? By Barry Cooper. Note that the issue of Bible translation accuracy is a separate issue. Translating the original scriptures from Hebrew and Greek into other languages introduces additional concerns about the accuracy of Scripture. One way to reduce this problem is to compare different translations to better understand the original intent and get past translation biases. Learning to read the original Hebrew and/or Greek is also an option, but this is an option that most people don't have time or talent for. Even though we should have a lot of confidence in Scripture, our salvation is not dependent on having perfect Scriptures, or having a perfect translation of Scripture, or having a perfect understanding of Scripture. Rather, salvation involves coming to Jesus, trusting in Jesus, and following Jesus. The Scriptures point us to Jesus. Jesus said this to the religious people of his day, John 5:39-40 WEB, "You search the Scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and these are they which testify about me. Yet you will not come to me that you may have life." End of verses. The Scriptures are reliable sources of truth about God and spiritual things. However, keep in mind that salvation is about coming to Jesus, trusting in Jesus, and following Jesus. It's not about having perfect Scriptures or having perfect understanding of the Scriptures. For further reflection, do you believe that there are truths that don't change with time? How do you view Scripture?